Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, and text number 19. Tarandi anyasamrityam nivrita yad anugrahat yogina sabhavan kim svet anugrahyet yat paraihi. Taranti anyasa mrityam nivritta yad anugrahat yoginah saha bhavan kim svet anugrahyeta yat paraihi. Taranti anyasa mrityam nivritta yad anugrahat yoginah saha bhavan kim svet anugraheta yat paraihi. Taranti, cross over. He, because. Anjasa, easily. Mrityum, birth and death. Nivrittaha, ceasing all material desires. Yat, your anugrahat, by mercy. Yoginaha, transcendentalist. Saha, the Supreme Lord. Bhavan, you. Kim, swit, never possible. Anugrahyet, may be favored. Yat, which, paraihi, by others. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Mystics and transcendentalists, by the mercy of the Lord, cross beyond nescience by seizing all material desires. It is not possible, therefore, that the Supreme Lord can be favored by others. Unless one is favored by the Supreme Lord, one cannot cross over the ocean of the nescience of repeated birth and death. Here it is stated that yogis or mystics cross beyond nescience by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. There are many kinds of mystics, such as Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Dhyana Yogi, and Bhakti Yogi. The Karmis particularly search after the favor of the demigods. The Jnanis want to become one with the Supreme Absolute Truth. The Yogis are satisfied simply by partial vision of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Paramatma, and ultimately by oneness with Him. But the bhaktas, the devotees, want to associate with the Supreme Personality of a Godhead eternally and serve Him. It has already been admitted that the Lord is eternal, and those who want the favor of the Supreme Lord perpetually are also eternal. Therefore, yogis, here means devotees. By the mercy of the Lord, devotees can easily pass beyond the designs of birth and death and attain the eternal abode of the Lord. The Lord is therefore not in need of another's favor, because no one can equal to or greater than Him. Actually, everyone needs the favor of the Lord for successful understanding of his human mission. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Barijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pak Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha Tarantihi Anjasa Mrityum Nivrittaha Yat Anugrahat Yogina Sahabhavan Kimvet Anugrahetayat Parehi. Mystic and transcendentalists, by the mercy of the Lord, cross beyond in sign by seizing all material desires. It is not possible. Therefore, that the Supreme Lord can be favored by others. So as two verses back, Lord was asking favor from the Chatushkumaras. But now Chatushkumaras is explaining that why Lord does not have or he does not need anyone's favor. To get a favor from someone means that person from whom you are seeking a favor should be higher than it. He should be above you. He should be superior to you. And here, Chatushkumaras, they are explaining, Lord is asamaurdhva. No one is equal to Lord and he is always superior to everyone. Why? Because the mystics and transcendentalists, by the mercy of the Lord, cross beyond designs by seizing the material desires. It is by the favor and mercy of the Lord, mystic yogis and transcendentalists, in the Purport Prabhupada categorize them as a karma yogi, as a jnana yogi and dhyana yogi. These are the transcendentalists actually. And bhakti yogi. Generally we see that karmis, they are more interested into pleasing the different demigods. By different worships, by different vratas, by taking different vows, performing different sort of ritualistic activities. Higher than them is jnanis. Jnanis, they want to become one with the Lord. And then there are yogis who want to meditate on the Supreme Personality of a Godhead who resides in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. They wanted to see that Supreme Personality of a Godhead in the 400 form who lives in everyone's heart, to have his glance or vision. That's the goal of yogis. especially the Ashtanga yogis. And they are satisfied with that. But the devotees, they want to associate with the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. They wanted to be with the Lord in his pastimes. And one thing that we have to understand that, as it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna je bhaje sahi bada chatur. The devotees, they are really clever. They always demand for eternity. Because they knew that they are not this body but spirit soul. And spirit soul, being a part and parcel of the Lord, is eternal. So what they want, they wanted to get connected with the Lord who is eternal so that they can get the eternal happiness through the connection of Lord. And most important thing that we have to understand, any sphere of life, any part of life, any level of life, any stage of life, whether childhood, youth, maturity or old age, it is said that everyone needs a favor of the Lord for successful understanding of his human mission. Sometimes what happens, even we ourselves think that it's by my own endeavor that I can make progress in spiritual life. I can become successful in my spiritual life. And then we quote from Bhagavad Gita that Lord gives his mercy only to them who are endeavoring themselves, who are trying hard themselves. But need to understand that Lord is using one particular word there. Tesham evanu kampartham aham jnanam ajam tamaha nashayami atma bhavasto jnanadipena bhasva. Who are those? One shloka before that. What is that shloka? Satatam kirtayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhi yuktana. दादा में बुद्धि होगी वो तो तेषा एवाणु कंपार्थम हो गया तेन माम उपयांति. Whom he favors, who are continuously engaged. But by his mercy, Lord says that out of my mercy, actually. It's not that because of your endeavor, but it is because of his mercy that he reveals that knowledge in your heart. And that's why Prabhupada writes here in the last line of this purport. Actually, everyone needs the favor of the Lord for successful understanding of his human mission. So any details, discussion needed on this purport? क्या है? ददामि बुद्धि योगम तेनामामि पयान्ति. उसके पहले वाला श्लोक मच्चिता मत गाना. उसके पहले वाला क्या और इसके बाद वाला कौन सा? ये तीन हो गया, लास्ट वाला कौन सा? ज्ञान दीपेन भास्वत. So question is that, as explained in the purport, there are karma yogis, jnana yogis, dhyana yogis and bhakti yogis. So whether these are classifications or levels of yogis, they are both. Vedas are divided into three parts: karma, jnana and upasana. So that upasana is of two type. One is ashtanga yoga, through which you can meditate on the Supreme Personality of a Godhead as a Paramatma who resides in everyone's heart. And further to that is establishing your relationship with that Supreme Personality of a Godhead. That's called as a Bhakti Yoga. So this is the evolution of human consciousness. And it has a different levels. The first level is like karma. Everyone who has born in this material world has to perform some activity. So Vedas, they have given this karma kanda, through which you can purify your senses, simultaneously enjoying them. But you enjoy your senses in a such a way that they can get purified. And once senses are purified, then that jiva, he elevates himself on the stage of jnana. He realizes that this karma is not the way to attain the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. When he comes to that knowledge, then he understands the difference between he and his body. Because karma is on the bodily level. So when he understands that he is not the body but spirit soul, then he comes on the jnana platform. Because he realizes that this karma and the bodily activities, they bind him in this material world. So he elevated himself to the jnana, and at that stage of jnana or jnana yoga, they cultivate the knowledge about absolute truth in his impersonal form. And thinks that there is no need of performing any activities, just meditate on that Brahman and merge with him. But what happens with that? He gives up karma, he gives up bodily relationship, and he tries to get situated in a Brahman realization. So this situating in Brahman realization is not a ultimate goal again. Like a young boy wants to quit everything of his life and he wanted to go to Himalayas. So what happens? He quits everything, get into the train, and he goes to Himalayas. Then he goes to Himalayas and he sits there, and everywhere there is like a ice only, nothing else. No connection, no interaction, nothing. How long he can be there like that? There's no joy. There's no happiness actually. So sometimes he writes back to his parents, okay, it's really good here, but everything is okay, going on. After 6 months, one more letter. I think I'm enough of this now. I have to come back. And then he comes back. And again he gets entangled with the relationships. Because to establish relationship gives a real joy. Not just idly sitting anywhere. And that's why nowadays we can see there so many people, they go to Himalayas, becomes great yogis and come to the society. For what? For what reason? Because they don't have that relationship. To establish again that relationship, they come back. So same thing happens when once go to the Brahma Jyoti. Aruya kruchena parampadam yatha patanti adhanadrata yushmada padangre. Brahmaji says, the jiva, he may go to Brahma Jyoti with the help of a knowledge and he gets established there. But what's the problem there? There's no relationship. China, they give punishment actually. What do? They put the person into the cell and that cell is meant of a cubicle. Top, bottom, side, floor, everything is white. Bed is white, plate they serve, the food is also white. Wherever he see, everything is white. What happens? Within a few days, that person itself gets crazy. His mind gets totally blown away. You can't tolerate monotonous life, can you? You need to have some variety. Because that's the nature of soul. You just go back to your life. The previous days, whatever years you have spent, and just check it out. Without variety, you can't live. You can't have one sari or one dress every day. Can you? It's not possible. Because you need to have some variety. And what is that variety then? The relationship. That is called as a rasa. Rasa means test. And test always needs some variety. The same test, if every day you are given a khichdi, how long you can stay? Few people they say, no, we can live for lifetime, you know, just on khichdi. Can't. That khichdi also needs some variety. Sometimes you have to put more dal, sometimes you have to put more spices. You can't live without that. Because our nature is to enjoy anandamaya abhyasa. Then how to get that ananda? For that ananda you need to have a personal relationship with the Lord. And that's why then the yogis, they control everything and they try to meditate on the person who has some form. But that is also not said ultimate. Because unless and until you establish some relationship, you try to taste some rasa, it's not possible to fulfill the mission of your life. And when you get connected to Him through bhakti, when you establish your relationship, that is the ultimate goal. That has explained in the Vedas. And then this classification has given. Everybody is not, even though Krishna consciousness is meant for everyone, but everybody is not qualified for that. Because there are some karmis, there are some gyanis, there are some yogis, and then there are bhaktas. When you can become bhakta? When you are favored by the another devotee of the Lord. Only a devotee can make other devotee. Not by your own endeavor you can become devotee. That one has to understand. Otherwise people, they think that, no, it's my... I made myself qualified to become a devotee. No. Once one of Prabhupada's disciples asked me, Prabhupada, what pious credit that we have done, that we have become a devotee? Prabhupada just looked at him and he gave a smile and he said, rascal, I made your qualification so that you can take up this Krishna consciousness. That's why, see, why all the prayers you read, the great Vaishnavas, what they are aspiring for. Like a Maharaj Kulashekar, who was considered as one of the Alvaras, whose heart is inundated with the love of Godhead. What he prays? Majjanmani valamidam madukaita vavare matprarthani anugrasha evayesha vadavrutya vrutya paricharaka vrutya vrutya vrutyasya vrutya smaramam ek lokanata Majjanmani valamidam madukaita vavare. Oh Madhu, and Kaitava's killer. Who was this Madhu and Kaitava? These are the people, these are the demons actually. They stolen away the knowledge from Brahma's heart. Can you imagine? You may have seen a thief who can steal some material things which are gross. But these demons were so subtle and more powerful that they have stolen away the knowledge of Vedas from the Brahma's heart. Can you imagine? And Lord killed them. So here he is saying, oh my Lord, you are so subtle that you can kill such a subtle enemies in my heart, which takes away from the real knowledge. So please, make perfect my life. Mat janmani phalamidam madhu kaitabhare mat prathani. I am praying you. Anugrahe sheva. Please be merciful on me. Give me your anugraha. And what anugraha is asking for? He says, consider me as servant of your servant. I wanted to relate yourself with this relationship. And if you consider me that, then that is the success of my life. Maharaj Ambarish, if you look at his life, he is also desperate to have the association of you. Lord, he himself wants to associate with his devotees, what to speak of then other living entities. Mad bhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishthami nalda. Where I stay, where my devotees they sing about me. If it is so attractive to their lordship, the association of devotees, then what to speak of any other living entities? And that's why Devarshi Narad says, that tulayan lavenapi, even the fraction of moment, if you get association of pure devotees of the Lord, bhagavata sangi sangasya martyanam kimavta shasham, The greatest boon for the mortals is the association of Lord's devotees. Because Krishna dite paro tomara shakati acha. Because they only can give you Krishna. Krishna himself also not able to give himself to you. What's that song? Govinda kahe namora Vaishnava para. Lord Govinda says, Vaishnavas are my life and soul. And that relationship. Who is Vaishnava? Who worships Lord Vishnu? Who has a particular relationship with the Lord. Lord deals with them in any form. Even in his Archa Vigraha form, he talks to them. See, that's what the affinity that Lord has with his pure devotees. There is no restriction for him when he wants to associate with his own devotees. He can come in any form. He can take any form to relate himself with his devotees. That's the glory of the love between the Lord and his devotees. Kanakadasa called Lord in three different forms. Once he called him in the dog's form. Once he called him in a Anandashesha form. The way his devotees want to get connected with him, that way Lord reciprocates with them. And that's where this different classification and categorization of approaching Lord has given in the Vedas. Hindi mein batao. So, we'll stop here. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupad ki jaya. यत्र गायन्ति मेरे भक्त जहां पे मेरा गुणगान करते हैं मैं वहां पे उपस्थित हूं. वहां पे उन्होंने नहीं कहा कि मायावाद जो कथा करते हैं वहां पे उपस्थित हूं. मद भक्ता मेरे भक्त जहां पे है मैं वहां पे उपस्थित रहता हूं. कौन? हाँ, यही तो गड़बड़ है ना. हम हमारे सिद्धांत को ही समझ नहीं पाते हैं. भक्त किसको कहा गया है? जो भगवान की भक्ति करता है. शुद्ध भक्ति वगैरह कहीं लिखा नहीं भगवान ने. लिखा भक्त वही कि जो शुद्ध भक्ति ही करता है. भगवान भक्त बोलते हैं और भक्ति आने ही शुद्ध भक्ति हो गई. कर्म मिश्रित ज्ञान मिश्रित वगैरह नहीं. हाँ, अन्य सारे साधक है. अपनी अपनी साधना में प्रयास कर रहे भगवान के साथ जुड़ने का. भक्ति यानी क्या है फिर? अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्मादि अनावृतम तीव्रेन. और अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुसेवनम भक्ति रुच्यते. भक्ति की व्याख्या क्या दी गई है पढ़िए प्रभु भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु पढ़िए. नहीं तो फिर ऐसे ही हमारे सालों चले जाएंगे नहीं समझ पाएंगे. श्रीपाद सनातन गोस्वामी बात कहते हैं अवैष्णव मुखद गीरा पूत हरि कथामृतम श्रवणम नैव कर्तव्यम सर्पोच्चिष्ट यथापय। यहां पे क्या कहते हुए, अवैष्णव मुखद्गिरा, जो अवैष्णव है अगर मायावादी है तो फिर उसको वैष्णव कैसे कहेंगे। वो कितनी भी सुंदर कथा कर ले, कैसे है वो, सर्पोच्चिष्ट पया यतः, जैसे सांप ने।
मेरा प्रश्न था वहां पे भी भगवान उपस्थित होते,
मैं बता रहा हूं ना आपको, भक्त है क्या वे, तो फिर आचार्य हमारे कह रहे कि सर्पोच्चिष्ट यथा पया है, अमृत कहां से रहेगा फिर। अगर भगवान रहेंगे तो वो सर्पोच्चिष्ट होगा क्या, तो फिर इसलिए भक्तों के मुख से ही सुनना चाहिए। कई लोग केवल अपनी मान प्रतिष्ठा सम्मान के लिए कथाएं करते हैं। माता सरस्वती का अनुग्रह होने के कारण अच्छी तरह से भाषा का उपयोग करके वे कथा कर सकते हैं, लेकिन क्या वे कथाएं लोगों के हृदय का परिवर्तन करती है, वो भी सबसे महत्वपूर्ण है ना। क्या वो कथाओं को सुनने के पश्चात लोग अपना जीवन यापन का मार्ग बदलते हैं, क्या उनके जीवन में कुछ बदलाव आता है। कई कथाकार हैं, बहुत सुंदर कथाएं करते हैं, 50 लाख 60 लाख रुपए भी लेते हैं एक एक कथा के, और लाखों लोग जाते भी है सुनने के लिए, लेकिन क्या उनके हृदय में परिवर्तन होता है। वो भी तो देखना चाहिए ना। जैसे हमने एक व्यक्ति को देखा था, इतना प्रभावशाली उनका संभाषण था, इतनी उत्कृष्ट वक्तृत्व शैली थी उनकी कि हर एक हिंदी शब्द के 30-30 समानार्थी शब्द वे बताते थे अपनी कथा में। इतने प्रकांड विद्वान। कई लोगों ने तो ऐसे ही होलसेल में उनसे दीक्षा ले ली, एक बार सुन लिया उनकी कथा, बस बोले गुरु यानी ऐसे ही होने चाहिए, और ले लिए थोस में, क्या बोलते हैं, थोक में ले लिए, एकदम होलसेल में दीक्षाएं ले ली। बाद में गुरु तो स्वीकार लिया, लेकिन गुरु वचनों का असर जीवन पे कुछ नहीं हुआ ना। कानों को अच्छा लगा, मस्तिष्क तक गया, लेकिन हृदय का परिवर्तन नहीं हो पाया। फिर से वही अपने कामकाज में लग गए, वही अपनी जीवन शैली का व्यवहार या उपयोग करने लगे, फिर फायदा क्या। अगर वही कथा, इसलिए श्रीमद् भागवत, आप अगर भागवत का किसी भी स्कंद को खोल दो और उसमें आमुख पढ़ो, प्रस्तावना पढ़ो, उसमें प्रस्तावना में प्रभुपाद एक पहले स्कंद का श्लोक हर बार कोट करते हैं, तद्वाग विसर्गो जनता भविष्य, कि कितनी ही कोई भक्त हो और अपने मुख से भगवत की कथा करता हो तो उसमें व्याकरण के दृष्टिया कितनी भी गलतियां क्यों ना हो, भगवान उसको स्वीकार कर लेते। जैसे छोटा बालक है, जब वो अपनी माँ को बुलाता है तो पैदाइशी वो ग्रामर नहीं जानता है ना, और पैदाइशी उसको अच्छी तरह से उद्गार नहीं आते उसके, तो जैसे ही टूटी फूटी भाषा में बोल देता है, जितना बोलते जाता है उतना माँ का प्रेम उसके प्रति बढ़ते जाता है ना, वैसे ही है। तो कौन कितना सुंदर बोल रहा है, इससे प्रभावी ज्यादा वो कितनी भावना से बोल रहा है, कितना वो हृदय से बोल रहा है। क्योंकि कई चीजें हैं जो आप अच्छी तरह से लोगों के सामने रख सकते हो, अगर वो बुद्धि से आपने बोली होगी तो केवल उनके बुद्धि तक पहुंचेगी, लेकिन जो चीज आप हृदय से उनको बताते हो कि आपके हृदय के कहीं, क्या बोलते हो उसको, हृदय की गहराई से अगर कुछ आप बताना चाहते हो, उसका जो प्रभाव पड़ता है वो बहुत ही अलग रहता है, वो आपके हृदय में सदैव वास करते रहता है, वो कहीं पे हृदय को छू जाता है, हृदय से कई बात ये जीवन में परिवर्तन लाती है। अब बुद्धि से की गई बात केवल वो बुद्धि का प्रताप बिगाड़ती। हाँ, यहाँ पे अच्छा लग जाता है, लेकिन यहाँ कुछ फर्क नहीं पड़ता, ठीक है। रंध्राश्रीमद् भागवतम की